Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at www.drtong.com. That's www.drtong.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong, DO. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good, Dr. Elaine.
As always, we want to prove to our guests that chronic disorders, pain, non-pain disorders, emotional disorders, can be cured without the use of drugs or surgery.
And very easily.
Our number is 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. You can listen to our past radio shows and YouTube videos archived on the website. For our listeners to know, because a lot of people, when they come to see us, they don't understand exactly what it is we do. When they come, they say, oh, do you just do acupuncture? Why don't you explain a little bit what our treatment is about, Dr. Tong, and what we do?
Basically, it's the same principle of acupuncture. Acupuncture works by restoring the body's healing power. The body's healing power comes from our spirit, our mind. Our spirit consists of life energy, the Chinese call qi. And you enter our body through many meridians. Those are actually antennas. It's this qi that keeps the body alive and sustain health. And emotional stress, drugs, food, everything's wrong that cause blockages, traffic jams along these antennas. These are antennas, freeways. Then your body, the area that did not get the qi, have problems. So acupuncture open up those traffic jams and make the qi go to the area and restore health. But you only open the traffic jam in one or two lanes. Now injecting a little Novocaine plus a lot of water.
Marcaine,
and 1 cc of marcaine and 11 cc of water, which is 100% safe. But that can release the spasm 99 to 100%.
Open up the circulation.
Yeah, you open the freeway 10 lanes instead of one lane with acupuncture. And that's why the improvement are dramatic.
Right.
And for the people who are skeptical, go to our website. We've got tons of cases, thousands of cases with asthma, Alzheimer, allergy, asthma, high blood pressure, diabetes, pain disorder, arthritis. Almost all of them get better the very first time.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for that explanation, Dr. Tong. Let's get to our first guest, Carol.
Well, how do you do, Ms.
Hi, Carol.
Elaine, Dr. Tong.
Yes.
Why don't you tell us what's going on with you and what you have experienced with our treatment?
Well, much improvement, and you've restored my will to live.
Yes.
Wow.
There were so many parts that I had ailments in that I was about thinking, well, God, this is too much to heal. And but you put me back together again.
What were you suffering from?
Well, in 2000, I had intestinal cancer surgery, and 5 months later, there is no doubt that I got the infection from the hospital. My spine was infected, and so they had to remove a bone from my back because there was a sac of infectious fluid that had it burst, I would have died. And as I became well, I live in a senior community, and I didn't want to become crippled, so I almost overworked my body and would refuse to let it rest too much and did too much that, quote, normal people did, like turning my mattress and lifting windows out to wash. And
You had shoulder pain and back pain, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And hip pain.
Okay. And you had some problems with sleeping as well, and then digestion issues?
Yes, I did. Digestion, constipation, which I think goes together, doesn't it?
Right.
How do you feel mentally?
Oh, I feel like there's hope.
No, before the treatment, before our treatment, before you came to see us.
Well, like I said, it didn't help that my sister died of cardiac arrest.
Oh, gee.
And shortly after that, I found I had a heart issue, which I think you guys have helped that, too.
Yes.
She had some problems with sleeping. So you've had 4 treatments now in the span of maybe 2 months, 3 months. Can you tell us the improvements you've had or any changes?
Well, I feel like my body is put back together.
Yes.
How's the pain?
Hardly there.
Yes.
I was a little sore after the last treatment, but that's normal, right?
And then how's the digestion?
Much better.
Okay. Yeah, how's the mental state?
Well, I no longer have depression. I feel like there's hope.
Another thing, too, is Carol follows our recommendations of alkalinizing herself. She drinks the alkaline water, and you're very, very pretty disciplined with what you eat. Is that correct?
Yes.
That's very important. And same thing for Tony. Tony is so
vigilant,
disciplined.
Yeah. He blends and right. So
I pay attention. No white bread, no white rice, no white noodles.
Yes.
Another thing, you said you had some yeast infection.
Oh, that's sort of been a lifetime thing, which I understand is connected to digestion. And praise God, that also is much better.
Oh, my goodness.
You still have it, or you don't have it now?
Yes, I do have it, but not as violently and not as often.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's improving.
Now, the point is that you're a Medicare patient, correct?
Yes.
And that's why you can only get 3 treatments every 2 months. We are spending $8 billion on Medicare prescription drug program, and they're limiting treatment like this that turn life around, save life instantly.
Yeah, it's sad.
And I'm not exaggerating. Yeah, they're like Tony. You guys heard what happened we do to Tony. Tony will have died within a year. He's going to have decades to live. And he's lifting weight right now. He could hardly open his eye when I first saw him.
Yeah, and Carol's doing a lot more.
Yes, I actually have a desire to exercise now.
Yes, that's good. Yes.
Well, Carol, thank you so much for joining us today. Your story is incredible. We'll have to follow up with you. You're going to continue treatments with us?
Oh, certainly.
Yes.
Yes, I look forward to seeing you on the 6th.
Okay. Yeah. Have a great day, Carol, and thank you so much for sharing your story.
It was my pleasure. Good talking to both of you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. I'd like to welcome our next guest on our show today, Barbara. Welcome, Barbara.
Hi, Barbara.
Good morning, Dr. Elaine and Dr. Tong. How are you?
We're good. How are you?
Well, I'm feeling a little better. Still suffering with that virus, though.
Still?
Oh, yes, coughing. But it's up and down. You know, I'm going to rest this week.
Okay.
I haven't had a chance to rest, really.
So tell us, give us a little history about how you came to see us and what brought you to finally get treatments from us.
Okay. Well, it took me 10 years to get the nerve up.
I know, 10 years.
10 years, because I had actually taken somebody for treatment to Dr. Tong, whom he helped quite a bit in the early 2000s. And after seeing the treatment and having been afraid of needles all my life, since 4 years old at least, then I was kind of afraid, you know.
Now tell us how your friend did with the treatment, and tell us what was Dr. Tong treating your friend for?
Oh, well, she had had a stroke, so the initial thing was hemiplegia on the right side.
Okay.
Which is she had no control of her right hand or her right leg or her right foot. She was in pain in her right knee, all kinds of things that had to do with mental disorder due to the stroke,
mm-hmm.
Brain damage, basically. Let's see, what else? Oh, I think we did talk about this one other time, but she could, that woman could, you know, hold a lot of urine, but then all of a sudden, boom, it came out.
Oh,
and
so
sometimes
loss of bladder control.
Yes, but it was, she could hold it and hold it and hold it, and then all of a sudden there was incontinence. So, also, she was a smoker.
Mm-hmm.
And also, pardon me, she was... well, she was a dry but not sober alcoholic, okay, put it that way. She had replaced her alcohol with Pepsi.
I see.
With soda.
Addiction. So she had addiction.
Yeah, she was an addictive personality and kind of juvenile, too, in her comportment, you know. So he treated her for smoking, for bladder control. As at the very first treatment, we went... we couldn't get around the table. She was kind of heavy, but she also, her balance was so far off that she could not actually step on the step stool and get herself up to the table. And we had a bit of a hard time, but after two or three of us got her up there, then he treated her, and she was able to come down off of that step stool and just barely holding Dr. Tong's index finger and my index finger, and this was not the death grip. No, it wasn't, because that's the way she was, though. She was so scared that she would give you the death grip. She actually walked across the treatment room, which isn't that large, but she walked across it with walker.
Oh, my goodness.
And with no pain in her knee.
And that was after the first treatment?
The very first treatment.
Wow.
It was astounding.
Wow.
We do this all the time. Not kidding.
And she usually walks with a walker then?
She did walk with a walker back then, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then another time, and I can't forget this, I saw that she got care for about 11 years. And things went south with the place that she was in, which was an assisted living place.
Mm-hmm.
And she was not helping herself, and I had a young family. And so she was being counterproductive, so I let her stay to her own devices, be with her own devices for about 2 months, because mm-hmm. I got mad. I went in there, and I found her passed out and swelled up and... practically unconscious in a wheelchair, which she never used, in the middle of the cafeteria. That was on a Tuesday.
Mm.
I called Luana and I said, I need to get her to see Dr. Tong. She didn't know anything. She was hardly conscious. We went in on Wednesday. I watched the treatment as he injected her legs and the fluid came out. And all of that. I couldn't even put shoes on her, or hardly those hospital socks. That's how swelled up she was. Excuse me. On Saturday, I went to work, and I got a call from the caretakers because she had misunderstood and thought that they told her she had to be out. Well, I lived about 2 miles away from the place that was taking care of her, and they had discovered that she had gotten her walker. This is the truth. I'm not kidding you. Gotten her walker. She had her socks on. She had gone out of the facility, and she was not close to the entrance.
Oh, my gosh.
Out of the facility, down a ramp, and down the street about an eighth of a mile, and was standing at the red signal, traffic signal light, headed in the direction toward my home, which I'm saying is 2 miles away.
Oh, my gosh.
And they could not convince her to turn around and come back. She was headed for my house. She was going to Barbara's house because they had to be out, she thought.
I think it's my fault because I gave her an Olympic marathon treatment. prepare her for the Olympics. Yeah.
And that's another thing. That's another thing. She was so depressed, and I understand that clinical depression actually runs in her family. And she was so depressed, and one day Dr. Tong said to me, "Now watch this. She's going to be so happy when I get finished with her." And I thought, yeah, everything I had seen, this may have been, I don't know if it was before or after the escape artist routine, but he did give her an injection, like right in the cushy part of the chin, and I'm surprised she stood for it, actually. But she just stayed there. I guess she couldn't see it. And she was very happy and had a little spring to her step, and I think that was practically the end of the being really difficult to deal with.
Wow.
Yeah. And then there were some other changes. She saw you, Dr. Tong, for about 2.5 years. And or maybe only 2 of her last 2.5 years. About 2.5 years. And those were, I have to say, were probably the happiest years of her life. That, as far as as long as I had known her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, actually, depression and all mental problem also very easy to treat. Once you know where the blockages are, it is actually mm-hmm. very amazing. Right now, we're treating a young man who was very anxious from San Francisco.
Oh.
And he did 3 times last year and he stopped. But his parents get so much better, he decided to come back and get treatment. And now we get rid of to about a third of all his medications. And he's much more open.
Yeah, he's a tough case.
He's a tough case. Mm-hmm.
Barbara, tell us about your experience with us.
Okay, well, I came to you because in February of 2011, I noticed that my thyroid was growing or was becoming inflamed.
You could see it, yeah.
And also, I have been trying to take nutritional treatment with some very good herbs for my vision, trying to improve my vision. Okay, as far as the thyroid is concerned, Dr. Tong told me several years ago, Barbara, I can get your thyroid working. Come see me. Stop taking that medication. You're just fooling your brain into thinking that you're making enough of the thyroid hormone, and in the meantime, your thyroid is actually atrophying. That's what he told me.
Yes.
So after a while, I thought, you know what? I'm not going to feel these things anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to see how I feel. So, of course, I was supporting myself with vitamins and other nutrition. But whenever I would get tired of taking all that stuff and I'd go down, I wouldn't take anything for 2 or 3 days, then I noticed, yes, I'm having problems.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm wiped
mm-hmm.
out. I'm mm-hmm. pooped. And my MD, who had been my doctor all my life since I was 4, told me when he prescribed this Synthroid that I basically had to take it all my life or eventually I was going to poop out and die. The thyroid would poop out and that'd be it. And I would die.
We treat so many thyroid problems, it's very easy to cure. The reason why the thyroid is not working is because it doesn't have that life energy, chi. Okay, and if you could take thyroid hormones, your pituitary look at your blood hormones, say, oh, there's so many hormones, the thyroid must be working.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you fool the pituitary and not send stimulating hormone to the thyroid. And after a while, the thyroid will become atrophy.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, you're killing your thyroid by taking exogenous hormones.
Mm-hmm.
If you open the blockage and get the energy to the thyroid become normal.
Now,
that's what we're doing, trying to do now.
Yes. What about your vision? How do you notice any change in your vision?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But not exactly where I wanted it to be, but a big surprise. Here's what happened. I have traveled the same route home from work for at least 9.5 years. 5 days after my first treatment, I was on the crest of a hill over the 405 facing the Angeles National Forest, which you can see the outline of the mountains from up, you know, high up.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw a tree line that was closer, and I saw the mountains, but for the first time in 9.5 years, way in the background, I saw these teeny tiny little pinpoint lights, a line of city lights. I couldn't believe it.
You weren't able to see that before?
No, I've never noticed it before, and I'm pretty sure from the size of the light.
They were there.
The pinpoints, no, I know they were there, but I'm pretty sure that that's what they were, you know, that I haven't seen it before.
I think it's because Christmas.
I looked twice, and basically they were amber-colored lights.
Oh.
And so if you're coming, say, through Corona from Moreno Valley, and you can come through this one canyon, and you can see beautiful, beautiful amber and giant lights, and especially at Christmas time, like you say, it's more beautiful. Well, this was much, 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 much smaller than that.
But so the vision
I'd say it's probably 100 miles away.
So the vision has improved.
Yes, but not the small vision yet.
Okay. Well, you've only had a couple, 2-3 treatments,
yes,
right?
Yes, I've had 3 treatments, mm-hmm. and as far as my thyroid is concerned, and before the first treatment, Dr. Lane, second treatment, I think I told you that I believe that my thyroid has started to go down in size.
It's, yes.
Right.
And
it does look smaller.
I didn't notice it till after the second treatment.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't sure. Mm-hmm. I thought I noticed it, but I wasn't sure. I didn't want to be too, you know, I didn't want to just...
Mm-hmm. How about now?
Be too excited. I think it's gone down even a little more. And I have to tell you that yesterday I walked this huge dog. I was almost going to take the short route because I have sometimes pooped out on, you know, stamina-wise. Also, I develop a pain in my hip and in my lower back because this is a very strong dog. You know, I walked about 3 miles with him. I had no pain. I had no stamina problems.
Wow. See? 3 miles?
Your thyroid.
Well, I usually go about 4.25 miles.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, due to time constraints and also recently desire to put out the energy because I come back pooped, I sometimes cut the course down to a couple of miles.
But you had no pain and your stamina was much better.
Yeah, just as I had made the decision to go a short course because of time, then I changed my mind because I felt, I can do this. You know, mm-hmm. I'm better. And that's when I suddenly realized in the middle of the walk that I had the energy and the actual desire to go ahead and go the full route again without having to acquiesce to the idea that I might end up with pain or be tired afterwards.
Here's what happened, okay? Your thyroid is getting the energy, getting the circulation, getting the food. It's working.
Yes.
In about a month, okay, take your thyroid hormone. Your thyroid hormone will be normal.
Yes.
Yeah, check out another patient, Mike. Mike, 25 years on thyroid hormones. After 2 treatments, his hormone went from 1 to 10 in a month and a half time.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think that that's happening to me. I believe that just because of the way I felt. And I've had 3 treatments now.
What else did you improve?
Oh, well, you guys really, really attacked me. I say you both played poker on my back day before yesterday.
Are you still afraid of needles or treatment?
Yes.
Oh, not as much. Come on.
But not when you use the little tiny.
But not as much, yeah.
You were so afraid before.
You were very afraid before the first treatment.
Look, I had to talk to myself for 10 years.
Yeah,
okay?
But.
And what bumped me over the edge that I might do it, that I knew I had to do it, was I was trying to take care of my vision with superior nutrition. And it was working. But guess what? When I stopped, my vision digressed again.
Right.
But not now.
But now it hasn't, correct?
Now it has stayed the same, and I probably have only in 3 or 4 weeks have only taken one or two doses of
that
other stuff. But with when I was first getting the first two treatments, I hadn't taken any for a while, and it hadn't gotten worse. It had
you improve.
It will improve.
It will improve.
And that's when I noticed the lights.
Yeah.
Oh, and 2 days before that, I noticed that my night vision was better. I was seeing the halos around the lights and around the taillights and the traffic lights. And I had noted about maybe 6 months ago that they'd got that, oh, man, I am seeing halos. Now it's back down to what I would consider more normal. I think everybody probably sees
a little bit,
And so that was amazing. But something else, my breathing. My breathing was so has gotten so, so deep. And something I didn't tell you, all of a sudden my sense of smell was so great.
Really?
Yes.
I think I lost some of it due to, I don't know, after flu or allergy or something
it's
like
the
that.
Same area.
It's
the same area. The breathing, the smell in the same freeways going to your sinus area. So that's why everything improved. It's not psychological. It's really truth. Yeah.
Well, Barbara, thank you so much for sharing your story with us today. We hope to have you again soon, on again soon.
Well, thank you for your treatment. I am so hopeful. And, of course, you know, I want to get my health restored to the maximum, you know, the maximum level that it can be. So thank you both very much. I love you both.
And it will.
See, Barbara, you're looking forward to the treatment. Before you talk... You talk 10 years. Now you talk 10 minutes to get yourself here.
All right. Well,
take care, Barbara.
Thank you again, Dr. Tong.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBRIGHT AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.